community radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
Martin, thanks very much for coming in. How long have you actually been in Cambridge for?
We've been here 2 months, Julian, and a lot of information coming at us at the moment, but I'm still smiling at the moment and we're still enjoying what we do, but learning an awful lot.
But the history of the Salvation Army goes back, I believe, some 150 years. In fact, I believe it's your anniversary this year.
It is. Salvation Army's had a big international congress this year at the O2 Arena, celebrating 150 years. And here in Cambridge, we're celebrating 130 years in this city. So, yeah, big celebration time.
A double anniversary. But I guess over all of those years, the problem of the homeless just remains. It's the same now as it was in the early days of William Booth.
Certainly, that's the experience of the Salvation Army. I think you know, we have a saying, we have different people, but it's the same issues, really. People are still marginalised. People are still suffering and living with poverty. And those are the people that we feel very much called to get alongside and help the best we can.
So what sort of approach do you take to helping them?
Well, we have an open door policy, really. Anybody's welcome at the Salvation Army, no matter what their need is. And we would welcome somebody in and listen. And if we can help, we will. We keep, in terms of people who are maybe struggling with food or things like that, practical things, we can give practical support. And we try and help maybe with a little bit of food. But our community cafe runs as a drop-in, really, all week long.
And this is on the Mill Road?
Our community cafe entrance is on Mill Road, that's right. And so people are welcomed in, and we can give teas and coffees. And a listening ear as well, we find, is something that's really appreciated.
Is the emphasis on people coming to you, knocking on the door and saying, yeah, I've got a problem here, Martin, can you help me? Or are you doing outreach and going directly to the homeless?
Our outreach is pretty quiet at the moment, Julian, and it's something that, being new into this appointment, we want to try and, drive forward a little bit, to be honest with you. We've got a new manager, Nick, in our community centre there. He's doing a great job getting us linked up with local papers and things like that as well. So it's a bit quieter than we want it to be. So yes, at the moment we're welcoming people in, but we would love that opportunity maybe in the future to get alongside people just where they are.
I guess some people, if they think, oh, this is, yeah, maybe I've got some problems here, I haven't got anywhere to sleep most of the time, I'll go and see the Salvation Army, I'll see if they can help me. Some people might be worried about the religious side of things. Not that there's anything wrong with religion, of course, but they might be slightly nervous that they're going to, you know, get readings from the Bible all the time at them. What would you say to
what
that?
What we say? Well, you know, we say that we're faith-based, but we're certainly not faith-biased, you know, and our motivation is, you know, because we think God loves us, then we need to love our fellow brother and sister. We can't get away from that. That's what drives us. And that might show through in our actions. We hope it does. It might mean sometimes we talk about that absolutely as well, you know, but if anybody's a bit worried, they needn't worry. If they need soup, if they need a listening ear, that's what we give. And it's, to use William Booth's phrase about soup, soap and salvation, you know, we want to meet people's needs definitely first and foremost before anything else.
You were previously, I guess you would use an army type of phrase, wouldn't you, really? You were previously stationed in Norwich.
That's right.
What sort of issues did you encounter there with the homeless?
Well, the Salvation Army in Norwich, there are a couple of centres, one at Mile Cross, but the one in the city centre, Norwich Citadel, has a nightly outreach to people experiencing homelessness, and they would probably serve 30 to 50 people each night with food that's donated to them. So yes, there is a regular group of people, I think, who are living and experiencing with homelessness and poverty and things like that. And there was a real good outreach there in Norwich, something a lot of Salvation Armies, I think, around the country could look to and learn from.
And I gather that the way it kind of works within the Salvation Army, you have a 5-year tour of duty, as it were, in a particular town or city.
Yes.
Did you feel that maybe over your 5 or so years in Norwich that the type of homeless, did that change where they were coming from, the circumstances?
the stories seem to be the same. I mean, there are growing trends that we experience with drug use, and there are things that people have a fallout with the family and find themselves on the street or in a financial crisis, and that can result in them losing a home. Those are the kind of issues we find that people wrestle with these days, and the people that came to the stand at Norwich to receive food, you know. I've yet to find out here in Cambridge, but I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would say much of the same issues are prevalent here too.
I'm guessing that being a betting man is probably against the terms and conditions of your employment by the Salvation Army. It's a tricky one, though, isn't it? You say the issue of drugs. I guess you go back to William Booth's time. It might not have been drugs, but it certainly would have been drink as a problem. And one would assume that that's still the case now as well.
Absolutely.
You can't box people off. It's awful to do, particularly when they're going through such an awful circumstances as homelessness. But presumably there are people who are more easily helped than others. Is that fair to say that?
I think so. We to be honest with you, the Salvation Army, we look beyond that, you know, whether somebody seems a bit prickly or seems extremely gregarious and warm or whatever. We just try and look to the need and try and have that listening ear. So it isn't a problem for us, you know. We want to welcome anybody and serve everybody. But there are different kinds of personalities. And if they are experiencing alcohol, for example, that can affect people in a different way as well. So it gives an air of unpredictability probably to our service. But the bottom line is we'll help the whosoever.
Now, I'm hoping you can make this a happy ending story for me, but I wonder if there's somebody who you remember being helped at Norwich who you can tell me about. Obviously, I know you're going to want to change the name, but just give me a sort of a flavour of something like that.
Well, my input on that particular project was quite limited. I did a night one time, and I can remember the thing that stayed with me is, here were people facing all kinds of challenges and needs, and yet when one of the group was going through something, an unassailable challenge, there were others in that normal people might say in the same category, you know, another needy person really, that would come alongside, and I stood and watched them put their arms around each other and share together, you know. And that just really reminded me that in life, it's about community and it's about us being there for one another. And for me, that's why I'm in the Salvation Army. I just want to try and make a difference.
It's that amount of camaraderie, I guess, as well, across all things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Martin, thank you very much for coming in and sharing some of your stories today. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.